Elizabeth Moore gives birth. I was on the Goliath that night the British attacked Napoleon's fleet. Just over 7 months pregnant, I went into labor anyway. All that noise, the vibration of the guns, bringing it on as if opening a hatch. The surgeon grudgingly granted Mary French permission to come to the orlop deck, where I lay on a heap of cloth, convulsing and crying, the pain so big I thought I'd surely explode, like one of the cannon above. But most of the women, not to mention the surgeon and all of his mates, busy attending wounded men crammed into the surgeon's quarters like a mass of writhing eels, all the furniture and partitions moved to make room for those bleeding, screaming, moaning men. My baby survived, and so did I, but not my Robert. He was shot fighting up on the gun decks, both legs and half his guts gone to the sea. He lived another month before dying, but delirious, out of his mind, whimpering, I don't know if he ever knew our son John had been born.